Right, that was the Rolling Stones and You've Got to Move. Now I'm joined in studio by Kate and Michael, who are suicide prevention counsellors from IIMN. So I was speaking last week with Maureen Mulligan about the Holistic Recovery Programme. So would either of you just like to tell us again what IIMN stands for, Kate?
It's the Irish Institute of Naturopathic Medicine.
Okay. That was just for the listeners so they'd understand what the organisation stands for. Okay, which of you would like to go first? Because we're going to talk about the fact that you were both in recovery and you're now counselling.
So. Yeah. My name is Michael, and from 1996 I had a severe breakdown, physical and mental breakdown, and since I suffered for 8 years till 04, and then my partner seeing Maureen Mulligan on the Late Late Show and said that this woman might be able to help. Since then, when I went to Colliga, the institute, Maureen took me on, and since she treated me, homicidal and suicidal tendencies have gone. I've been in prison. There's no further prison. I've not been hospitalised since, on a low dose of medication, taking responsibility as a father with my family. I'm working part-time. And on top of the breakdown, I used to have severe pains in my head, like a pressure cooker, where I would have to spend a few hours each day from 96 to 04 every day in the evening just to cope with sitting with my family. And that doesn't happen to me anymore. And I'm a retired one of the people who worked in the hospital, the psychiatric nurses. I met them at a shopping centre, and I seen them not wanting to look at me as such, and I went over to apologise for whatever way I behaved while I was in St. Lomond's at the time, and he had told me that I was one of the worst three individuals he had to deal with in his 30 years. So I was in a very bad way, wanting to drive off the road in my car with my family in it, and lots of other stuff. But I'm on the mend since I had my treatment, and I continue to go for top-ups of treatment since 04. And there's one thing I'd like to say is that Gay Mitchell, on his presidential speech to his party, said that even although the economy was the way it was, we to think of social issues and suicide in particular. I'd like to send him a message that I'd like him to speak to Maureen about assisting the institute, if he meant what he was saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're both also in counselling. You were counsellors, is that right?
Yeah, we're like co-counselling. It's mm-hmm. person-centred, so you know it's holistic. So yeah. I've been through the suicide attempts and come out the other side, so mm-hmm. that's, you know.
Well, just Kate, before we discuss counselling, just talk about your own situation for a little.
Well, I've had a 10-year history of repeated suicide attempts from childhood, very severe self-harm. When I heard about the Institute, I was out of control in the height of my psychosis in high security lockup. I've had a long history of A&E admissions, history of medication, Seroxat, Prozac, Effexor, Cipramil, Lustril, Largactil, Buspar, Dalmain, Risperidol. And just in self-destruct for 10 years and just, you know, seeing no way out. And I'm at the centre. I'm independent for 6 years. And this treatment addresses the psychosis where medication can't. And the treatment is called cranial structural alignment. It's a deeper form. It's deeper than cranial osteopathy and deeper than cranial sacral, because they cannot reach the pain that I was in. This is the only treatment that could reach the pain. I'm free of medication, free of hospital, for 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, mainstream medication doesn't seem to have been able to help greatly for people who have been had suicidal tendencies. This program seems to work. Kate, can you explain a little bit to us the process? Because a lot of people wouldn't be aware of how it actually works.
Well, I'll try and explain it in my words.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, basically, the medication that I had been on for the 10 years that was trying to readjust brain chemistry and basically stop me self-harming and make me feel happy and all this. This treatment, because it works with the cranial plates and the flow of the fluid through the brain and the spine, so it works with the whole system, and it readjusts the cranial plates. So where medication couldn't reach, this treatment does.
Yeah, so it's actually a hands-on treatment, is it, where the skull is manipulated by a person with the healing powers? Is that basically something like that? It's not like that, is it? No.
No, this is there's no manipulation involved. It takes years and years to learn this skill of treatment. It's like, as I said, Maureen can only talk for what she does, but basically what I said, she works with the life force.
Yeah.
And
well, it is a healing technique in a sense then, is it? If you mentioned the life force. Would that be right?
Yeah.
Would Maureen like to, maybe Maureen would like to come in and just give us a little explanation. Just
Hello,
this is unplanned, but I just really would like Maureen to say a few words on the how the treatment itself works. If you just bring your chair in a little bit closer, Maureen, if you can, that'd be great.
Well, I'd say life itself is the healing force. The body has its own ability to recover. Like a good plumber or electrician can repair a system. Okay. Now, in a sense, I have the skills to work with the body's own life force mechanism, whilst respecting life in itself. It's a person-centred process, so a practitioner has had to look at issues. They have to be centred in honest living to a certain level. Mm-hmm. And then the skill itself is passed on from teacher to student. Mm-hmm. It can take up to about 12 years to learn it.
Right. But once a patient has begun the treatment, how long? I mean, I don't know how we can quantify something like that, but how long after?
Instantly.
Is it?
Instantly.
They can feel relief instantly.
Well, if you want to say anything, it's instant for some.
When I was had my first treatment in Colliga House in the Institute, I was having a cup of tea later. And I said to myself, I don't know what if there's any good after coming out of this. And I went home, drove home, and felt better driving. And later on in the evening, it got to about 10 o'clock. I was having another cup of tea, and it only dawned on me then that I hadn't gone up the stairs for the few hours like I did every other night for the previous 8 years. So that was the reaction it had to me. And I thought that by the head of metal, I'd never be penetrated with the pain. So there is, there can be, and I would never have, I'd have built my house on a previous that I wouldn't have believed that I'd have got relief within that time. Yeah.
And just what I'd just like to say, how many people, when you're out of control, would it have taken to control you?
Well, when they were transferring me from St. Lomans to St. Brendan's, did all the staff there, it was about 10 of them, 10 men. And
how many guards in your time it took to control you?
Well, there would always be more than half a dozen that would come into a room if I wasn't feeling right, and mm-hmm. they'd inject me and quiet me down.
Could you just direct your voice towards the microphone, so we'll pick it up a lot clearer.
All right, sorry about that, Pat.
No, you're okay. Just speak towards the microphone if you want to comment. I just wanted to ask a question in regards to this treatment, the holistic recovery program. Does it mean that patients on conventional medicine can stop taking it?
No.
If they go into the program, they don't?
Certainly not. We work with a patient's doctor or psychiatrist, and we certainly do not take a patient off their medication. Mm-hmm. If medication is reduced, it's between the patient and their psychiatrist.
Right.
And that varies with each individual. We say to them, you must take your medication. If you come off it, your life could be compromised.
Right.
And for all individuals, their medication can save their life.
Mm-hmm. But does it mean that, the medical practitioners would have to judge it on a case-by-case thing, but does it mean that any patients will eventually be able to stop taking their medication if they're on this program in their lifetime?
Well, we've done an evaluation of 17 patients, all with histories of high security medical lockup, and they've all reduced. All the medication was reduced, right. And they haven't returned to hospital.
Okay, so what's,
so that's our evaluation.
So they're all living a fairly normal life then after having the program.
Totally independent.
Right. Well, that's brilliant. I mean, why hasn't the program like this been touched upon in the past in this country? I mean, I know, Maureen, you told me about it. It's implemented outside of Ireland, isn't that right?
I pioneered it in the UK and introduced it to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
We have been evaluated by the HSE here and found effective. We were given an agreement. It was not implemented to date.
Yeah.
So at the moment, we run the programme as fundraisers. We've got our support from people, but it does need to be implemented so that practitioners can be trained in this programme available within units throughout Ireland. I've offered the health service executive a licence for this medicine 10 years ago.
And it was
they declined it.
Okay. You also mentioned to me last week, I'm sorry for not bringing Michael and Kate in on this, mm-hmm. but I just needed to ask you... Maureen, I know we touched on this subject last time we spoke about it, but there's no funding available to your organisation, isn't that right? It's all voluntary?
That's right. We fundraise, we collect in supermarkets. Without that, I would not be able to continue care for Kate and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
James.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And thanks for that, Michael's reminded me to thank the guards actually facilitate us continuing care because they permit the permits for us to mm-hmm. work on. And thank you, James and Baltinglass.
Okay, well, could we just get a last word or two from Michael and Kate, because I'm just being told by the producers here that we've got a couple of minutes left. Kate, can you direct yourself to that microphone? I'm sorry now for doing this, because don't worry about it. It's live radio. We can work around these sort of things. Okay, Kate, would you like to say something before we sign off on this interview?
Well, this treatment, you know, I'm living proof this treatment works and it has prevented my suicide. And, you know, I'm saving the state. You know, this treatment can save the state and the farm, you know.
Yeah, a lot of money.
And I'm free of medication. And, you know, we just have to keep fighting on because, you know, I'm independent and alive and having a normal life for 6 years.
Yeah.
And most people don't come back from where I've been.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to thank a couple of people. Danny Barry, Fran, she's our fundraising organiser, the Gardaí, Connor and Imelda, Egan, Pat Lavelle, Eileen and Val, and my doctor.
Okay, Kay, thanks very much. Michael, would you like to say a last word or two?
I'd like to say that there should be one of these institutes in Munster and Connacht and suicide tendency. Suicide is a major problem in our country. There's families that haven't even come forward as regards to suffering all this stress and pain. And there is help out there. And we are patients, and we're still living normal lives now. So I'd like to give your listeners some hope there to say you can get help.
Okay, well done, well done. Okay, thanks very much, Kate and Michael. And Maureen Mulligan for coming.